Y'all mother truckers, welcome to a brand new special Rainbow Sparkle Sunshine Dolly Parton Feelings for Everybody edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on beautiful looking down on Hollywood, just spitty distance from Hollywood and Vine, the most famous of intersections anywhere. I keep telling all y'all that, but you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. And I tell you mother truckers all the time what's going to happen. And what's going to happen is you're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay. Hollywood Hick right here comes on every day on the 7s, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. That's West Coast time because that's where I am out here on the West Coast. But if you're on the East Coast, that'd be 10. Anywhere else, do the maths. Okay? Just do the maths. And you also should be following the Hick on the Twitters. That is at the H-Wood Hick. And then you can also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/ the Hollywood Hick. Okay? Okay. That's what I'm talking about. So, first off, right off the bat, I apologize. I have been a little bit on the MIA side of things lately, but it ain't because it ain't for reason. Now, on the same day that Prince up and died, I also had one of my uncles pass away as well. So I have been in South Carolina with the family doing family things, which means I didn't have a time to do the Hollywood Hick because I was doing family things, because sometimes family has to be more important. So I apologize straight off the bat that I have been a little bit on the MIA side, but I'm back now, back to business. We're going to get our Tuesdays and Fridays in motion. I am making a commitment to myself and to everyone out there in the land of the Hollywood Hick that I ain't going to let this place I go to every day thwart me from doing what I need to do and get on this here microphone and talk my shit into this microphone. So if everything goes according to plan, I will be back on my regular Tuesday, Friday schedule without lateness and tardiness or whatever the hell you want to call it. But due to extenuating circumstances, the Hollywood Hick has had to like make do and only be able to do things on occasion. But I think it's about time I put my foot down and be like, the Hollywood Hick needs what is called a L-I-F-E life outside of all of this freaking crazy nonsense at this place I have to go to every day. So if everything goes according to plan, the Hollywood Hick will be back on schedule because I'm back in the town of Hollywood. I'm not in South Carolina anymore with the family. I is right here where I belong, back in Hollywood town, talking to all y'all fools right here on this microphone on the Hollywood Hick program. So there we go. Hick apologizing for being MIA, but it's reason, because sometimes family comes first. And even I know that. I may not sound like it sometimes, like I'm some kind of cold hearted mother trucker, but I really ain't. Sometimes I just want people to think I am, so that way I can cuss you out and they just think, well, that's just the way he is, and then move on. Because I love cussing people out, but then at the same time, I don't like being downright mean, because that's just downright mean. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, I know what I'm talking about. But as of right now, I'm moving the truck on to the news at hand, because there's lots I have not talked to y'all in so long. There's so many things that's happened out there, because the day that my uncle up and died and Prince passed away on the same day overshadowed him, got all the news, and it's been all over everything, and everybody's speculating about why, what had happened, why he ain't got no will, why all kind of things. Like, I don't get, like, I am sad beyond belief. Well, I'm very sad about my uncle, because I loved him a lot. He was a great person. He really, really, truly was. And anybody who knew him knew what a special person he was. But Prince apparently gets more news, so it's been all over everything, and it was kind of like, I guess nobody expected it, but apparently we probably should have expected it. I don't know. He's always such a teensy tiny thing. It was probably hard to tell if he was getting frail or whatever, because to be quite honest, he always looked somewhat frail, like you could just break him like a twig because he's just so little. I mean, super talented. It really is a great loss. I went and actually saw the Love Sexy tour when I was in college. You remember the one where he was on the front of the album all naked? People got all upset because it was like a side view of his butt or something back then. And I guess that was the early 90s when that one came out, probably like 90, 91, something like that. But What I'm saying is, no, that was probably even sooner. I was a freshman in college, I think. So that means it was probably 89. Whew, I am making myself old right here on this program. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all don't know how old the Hollywood Hick is. Mm-mm, don't be doing that math. Don't be doing it. Don't you dare. But everybody and their brother is speculating about what happened. And so here what we're going to do. We're just going to go through the timeline according to our friends over at the TMZ, because they have been covering the shit out of this story. Like everybody else has, but TMZ has been up on this like fucking stank on shit. I ain't lying. But apparently what happened was, a while back, probably a couple of weeks ago, right, he was on some airplane. Apparently they had to make an emergency landing when they were only just a few minutes from their destination. So you know some shit was up, where apparently, now I'm going off of memory on this one, but he had to get off the freaking plane, go to the hospital because some shit went right, and they're trying to say it was the flu. But apparently I ain't thinking it was the flu, because that, from what we've learned, Prince had some demons up in there that we probably all weren't privy to, because he's always been such a private person and all of that kind of stuff. And there's all these rumors flying about. We'll get to that in a little bit too. But apparently it started here. So it started like back then, a couple of weeks ago, when he was rushed to the hospital after emergency landing. But then he bounced back from that, right? He did a concert. Next thing here, the headline. I ain't going to go, because if I go into each and every one of these stories, we're going to be here for 17 hours. So we're going to try to breeze by some of these things and move into the more important. It's like, oh my goodness, what are the rumors and what is the what's, right? But so then he had a concert a couple of days later saying that, like, he's like, I'm alive. Everything's going to be okay. Good. And then a few days after that, just a little over a week ago, there's starting to be rumors that there was a fatality at Paisley Park Estate, which is where he lives. And I saw pictures of this estate, by the way. And Prince, maybe from up there in heaven or wherever you're at, you might want to scatter some like tree seeds around the grass of your compound over there, that Paisley Park, because it looks like a straight up prison from above. Like, there are hardly no trees in the yard. It's just this big white box of a place. I don't know. It just, like, the outside, maybe the inside is like lavish and beautiful and princey, but the outside is just straight up just fug, ugly white building, looking like a prison, needing some trees in the yard and stuff to make it seem like friendly or whatever. But apparently maybe that's not why his thing. Maybe he don't like trees or didn't like trees. But I think that from heaven, you should just scatter some tree seeds down, bless them with some prince juice, and then have these like beautiful trees blow up. Like, send ones with beautiful purple flowers on them. That would be awesome. See, then you get the purpleness of your like whole thing, because you like purple. See, that's where I feel like we bonded, Prince, because purple is also my signature color. The Hollywood Hick has a signature color. God, I can't talk. Some days I just can't talk. See, I'm going to blame it this time on the fact that I ain't talked to y'all in almost 2 damn weeks on account of life took over and or things just happened and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to try to use my words better and not just sit here and talk like I got a mouth full of mashed motherfucking potatoes. Good Lord have mercy. But back to the Prince story. Sorry, I digress talking about his compound. But I looked at him like, oh, my God, it's so ugly from the outside. Why would... I would think it'd at least be purple or something. Like, I would purple the fuck out of that shit if I was Prince. I'm like, I got all this money. I'm Prince. This is what I do. I do eclectic things, and I'm going to have a big old purple house. Going to be like purple rays of sunshine flying out into the world. I'm just saying. But about 8 days ago, according to this, if you're going from today, which is Friday, a couple of Fridays after, I reckon, but apparently then they pronounced that Prince was dead at 57. So he was only 57 years old, which is kind of sad, right? And then blah, blah, blah. Everybody's celebrity reactions. I can't stand a damn celebrity reaction, especially if it's a celebrity who don't really know him. Like, if Sheila E. were to do it, or one of the other ladies, then that he, like, protégéd all of those years. Because, you know, he was always, like, championing some lady who to make him into some kind of superstar. Like, he did it with Apollonia, Vanity. He did it with Sheena Easton. He did it with Sheila E. Who else did it? Carmen Electra. That one time, because, you know, I met Carmen Electra when I first came out here. She was not a very pleasant person. She was a little full of herself. She had just had that go-go dancer song or whatever, went nowhere. Maybe it went on a dance chart or something, but from what I understand, it didn't really go much of nowhere. But I guess she put her titties out, and then the next thing you know, she's all over everything. But she was not a very pleasant person. And you know what? While we're on the subject, I'll just tell you the story. Why the fuck not? We'll just digress in the middle of this, because that's what the Hollywood Hick does anyway, right? Well, what happened was, it was right after I moved out here to the land of Los Angeles, right? And I had met some people. I was hanging out. I was like dating somebody who was a dancer. So like a lot of dancer people, blah, blah, blah. Right. And so we were, a friend of his was there who was friends with Carmen Electra before she became Carmen Electra. So she was out with this all at some homo club over in freaking West Hollywood. Right. I forget which one. But we're there. And because I am a Southern person and what we do is we like try to be somewhat polite and or have at least one or two manners. When I met her, I tried to introduce myself. So I was like, hi, my name is Brent. What's your name? And she looked at me and went, made this like disgusted face and went, I'm Carmen Electra. Like I was supposed to know who the fuck Carmen Electra was. I had absolutely no clue. And before I knew it, my mouth jumped in because sometimes things fly right out my mouth before I can stop them. And I looked her dead in the face and I went, honey, if your name ain't Reba, I don't give a shit who you are. And then that was the beginning of her not saying another word to me ever. That is exactly how that went down. So that was my whole discourse with Miss Carmen Electra before she was like a big old superstar, whatever, reality TV, pulling her titty balls out chick. But I digress. But I had to tell that story just because that name, every time that name comes up, I have to be like, well, I did sort of sass her one time. And then we did not become the lifelong friends that we might have could have become. But let's move on. So then apparently everybody is sad. Everybody said going through the TMZ stories here. But apparently now this is where it gets interesting. Like there's one here where apparently Prince was making an alarming number of pharmacy runs. This is all according to the TMZ people. All these stories I'm gonna be referring to here are coming from the TMZ, because that way I can just click on the name Prince up in there, right? And then it brings up all the stories. So I went backed up a few pages to get to the beginning of this. We're just gonna work our way through. I don't know why I felt like telling y'all that, but I did, and I ain't taking it out, so we just gonna move on. But apparently he was going to the pharmacy a lot beforehand, and the TMZ obtained a photo of Prince leaving a Walgreens in his home in Minnesota. Like this really means like, I don't know, one photo going to the Walgreens, but I think they might be onto something, because Prince's team told the media he was suffering from the flu. It seemed odd because this is what I think is where they're onto something, because they said it seemed odd because his private jet had to make an emergency landing in Moline, Illinois last Friday, just 48 minutes from his home. So like they only have 48 more minutes to go. So some dire shit was going down. If you're like, we only a little bit less than an hour away from where we need to be, but we need to land this motherfucker and get this dude some help. But Prince was hospitalized at that point, but was discharged after only a few hours. But the TMZ sources up in here say that that the Moline people told us that the time Prince, they felt Prince left the hospital way too soon because he was not doing well and needed further medical care. So something was going on back then even, right? So nobody knew at this point that it was as dire as it was apparently. Because the speculation now is like he was like addicted to like pain pills, which is entirely possible because he had bad hips from all them years of jumping around and dancing and kicking and wearing them high heel boots. But the thing is, what else? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, there was a giant rainbow over the Paisley Park home, that ugly Paisley Park home that's just one big white prison-looking box. Like, I would have thought Prince would have had a much more pretty house, but it really is just a white box prison-looking weird. Like, I'm just hoping the inside was, like, tits fucking blinged out Prince style with purple shit everywhere and Princey things all about. But whatever, we're going to skip through this. Like, I don't really care how many celebrities are upset. We're all upset. Prince was a freaking icon. Like, I remember growing up on Prince music. When Purple Rain came out, that was one of the first R-rated movies I snuck into. I did. I was supposed to go see something else, like Captain Condor or some shit like that. And I went and saw Purple Rain with my cousins. And but we didn't tell Mama, because Mama would have beat my ass because I got in trouble as a kid because I snuck in to see Smokey and the Bandit, which was just PG rated, and my mama hit the freaking roof. She was like, oh, hell no, you didn't. Well, and also because there was some funny shit Smokey and the Bandit, the second best movie ever made, BT dubs. But we're going to keep going back to Prince. I can't digress again, right? But okay, everybody's upset. Everybody's upset. Everybody's upset. Now, this is where it starts to get interesting, like what's going on here, because apparently like he was anti-drug and a Jehovah's Witness. From what I understand, he had converted to Jehovah Witnessism at some point, right? And so now I didn't think the Jehovah Witnesses, like, I thought they tried to pray the sick away, not try to take pills and stuff. But apparently pain will cause you to do certain things. So apparently he owed, from what people are saying, is he OD'd on the Percocet. And that's why they had to land that plane. And so now people are starting to speculate that possibly this Percocet problem is what ended up being what took his life. Now, there are other rumors, too, that we're going to get to in a little bit about like what people think might have happened. But we don't really know what happened yet, because, you know, because they got to do these autopsies and all these other things. It takes weeks for the results to come back or whatever. So nobody's really going to know much of nothing other than, well, I'll tell you one thing he should have known. He should have had a damn will. Apparently, Prince didn't have no damn will. So now he's got like five brothers and sisters or half brother, whatever. According to Minnesota law, isn't that where whatever. I digress. But there's five siblings, either half or full, that are like squabbling over his money, from what I understand. But apparently when they made that landing, according to this piece of this article on this TMZ, they had to give him a save shot. I have never heard of a save shot. And I learned something all the time from reading this shit. But apparently if you like kind of overdose on something, they have this thing called a save shot. They like give it to you kind of like Pulp Fiction style or something. And then that way you end up like coming back and are able to like go on with things and maybe bounce back from this shit. But apparently after making too many trips to the Walgreens in a like short span of time, people are starting to think that maybe it was the Percocet overdose, right? Well, if we keep going through what the TMZ people say, cops have opened up an investigation. Of course they have. Somebody died in a house from a drug overdose. You got to kind of figure out where all of this goes down and what happened and all of that kind of stuff. So of course the popo is involved. Apparently his business affairs are in a chaotic mess at this point, because apparently he didn't really manage his money. And like he was just Prince about everything. So, you know, he made most of his money from concerts and things like that. But then he didn't really advertise his concerts and things like that. So he just liked to impromptu do them. So like he didn't make the kind of money that he should have made sometimes from all of his like concerts and things. Oh, Lord have mercy, I missed this one. So whatever, I digress, because I saw a picture. Here is some pictures from up inside of his Paisley Park crib. It's kind of what I expect. It's kind of what it is. It's pretty tacky. It's got stuff all over, shit hanging from the ceiling that I would never have hanging from my ceiling, but I ain't Prince. Ooh, here's a gallery. Let's just click through and we'll just see what happens. If there's anything that makes me think that I might have been correct and or not correct. But nope, it's very Princey inside. A lot of purple, a lot of clutter. Got mannequins with his clothes on it. Got his awards over here. It's really not that interesting. I guess he had a motorcycle parked inside. He's got, it looks cheap. Okay, this is the thing. Now, maybe it's just me, and maybe it's just these pictures, but the shit inside Prince's house looks cheap as fuck. The shit in my house looks fancier than this. Oh, Lord have mercy. I got to back out of this, because now I'm sitting here talking ill about the dead. And that is not what I intended to do here on the Hollywood Hick program today. Now, we don't know what happened for sure. This autopsy stuff ain't come back on the Prince, right? Ain't nobody seen nothing about nothing faux shiz from any kind of doctors or like autopsy givers or whatever they're called. I forget what they're called. But now what has happened, because the fool didn't make no damn will. Everybody. You go out there and make you a will. You figure out who you want to have your shit, and you just leave it to them. And then that's that, so that you don't have people fighting over your shit on the flip side, causing trouble, making family troubles, all of that kind of shit. Because apparently, he's got five brothers and or sisters. I'm not sure how which, but he's got one sister, apparently, who is just not having her. Her name is Tyka, T-Y-K-A. I hope I'm saying that right, because if I'm not, I apologize, but that's why it looks like it's supposed to be said to me without ever having hearing it said. So, but apparently the sister filed legal docs saying there was no will, which there won't. That's already been like established from other stuff. But apparently, see here, the cops interviewed the family attorney because they claim Percocet and cocaine use. But now I ain't heard about cocaine. We'll have to see how the autopsy comes back. But people are pretty sure this Percocet is pretty probably the main problem, because you can take one or two. You're just not supposed to take all of them. Okay, all y'all hear that? Take one or two. Just don't take all of them. It's just not healthy. It ain't good for you. It's just not good. It ain't good. Don't do it. Apparently, everybody's trying to like cash in on the Prince. He's got five brothers and sisters. This whole thing is a mess. Nobody really knows what the true story is. All we know is that like one of the greatest musical icons has left this planet faux good, and I'm truly sad. It truly is sad. And so now his family's fighting over his money, and Sheila E., actually, I kind of hope Sheila E. gets to control it, because Sheila E., she's like, I don't want the money. I just want to make sure that these fools who are trying to get it don't try to go and exploit everything, because that ain't how Prince would have won it. He was very controlling of his, like, art and who he was and all of that kind of stuff, and I don't think people on the flip side to go freaking exploiting this shit Michael Jackson style, like what happened after Michael Jackson died. But that's a different story for a different day. So whatever. What we're going to say right here is rest in peace, Prince. It is sad that you are gone, because I'm sure there was more great shit to come out of you, because you were one of the greatest, like, musical talents. I mean, he played every freaking instrument. Like, he would make albums and he would play every instrument on it, do the singing. He did everything. Everything. He was super, super talented. And like, honestly, like, some of my best memories of, like, growing up, high school and everything, have a soundtrack of Prince. Like, Purple Rain was the fucking tits when I was in high school. Everybody was listening to Purple Rain. We were all reciting that beginning of the Let's Go Crazy with that, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to enter this thing we call life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's about a long time, and it goes on with that. But I remember having to, like, if I did not learn that, it was like, then that meant I was a freaking bitch ass, punk ass, not cool mother trucker, and I had to learn that shit stat. Everybody was listening to Prince. 1999, fucking tits ass album. The Love Sexy Tour, I saw him live. I did get to see him live one time for the Love Sexy Tour at the Charlotte Coliseum in Charlotte, North Carolina. That shame of a fucking state that I am not returning to. I made a point to not have to go through North Carolina to get to South Carolina, because normally I'd have to stop in Charlotte to catch a little puddle jumper down to South Carolina. I was like, you know what? No, I am not even touching ground in North motherfucking Carolina. Fuck you and your fucking backwards ass thinking fuckhead bitch ass bitches. I hate fucking all of you that did that shit. You're just awful, horrible, hateful people, and you deserve whatever's coming to you. But I digress, and I won't talk about that anymore, because it will send my inner hell no into a freaking frenzy, and we don't want that. I'm trying to be full of rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and Dolly Parton feelings and not rage. So whatever. I don't want to talk about this anymore, but apparently it's not getting cute about, like, who the family starting to fight over everything. And you know what's going to come, especially if you ain't got no will. People, go make a will. Even the Hollywood hick has a damn will. I ain't got freaking much of nothing, but I got a few things. And you know what I want? I want them to go to who I want them to go to, and not a bunch of people sit over here trying to think that they're entitled to my shit. That's just how I think that works. Okay? Okay. All right, let's see what else is going on out. And ooh, y'all see this? Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan done broke the fuck up. That's what has done happened. Apparently, he's jumping ship, headed on over to the Good Morning Americas, right? And because he decided to go to Good Morning America. But, okay, but this is the thing. ABC and or Michael Strahan should have shown Kelly. I'm on Kelly's side on this one. I don't care what nobody says. One, I kind of like the Kelly Ripa, because I think she's kind of cute and funny, and she's really good at that talk show gig, because my mama used to like watching it. So whenever I was with her, I would watch it. So I don't watch it all the time, because I had to go to place every day where it doesn't let me watch 9 o'clock in the morning television programming. But what I'm saying is, Kelly Ripa is really good at her job, and she gave Michael Strahan a big break by bringing him on. Well, I guess not her, but because she was on this show and she was welcoming, whether they didn't like each other or not, because the rumor is they couldn't really stand each other, because I think he might be just a little bit full of himself. Like, I like him. I think he's funny and he's charming and all of that, but I do get an impression he might be slightly full of himself and getting a little bit big for his britches. And I forget who it was that said this, but somebody made the point that he might have been making a big mistake, because they're bringing him over to Good Morning America's, right, to try to up the ratings, because apparently their ratings has kind of plummeted and the Today Show is kicking their ass. So what happens if he goes over to Good Morning America, ratings don't really go up, and they're like, well, this was a mistake, bye Felicia, then you ain't got no Kelly and Michael, which had your name in the title, you dumbass mother trucker. I don't understand. Like, you could have rode that out for another 15-20 years like Kelly Ripa is doing into the freaking stratosphere. I mean, you're making a shit ton of money, I'm sure, because that's a popular daytime program, has a major following, everybody loves Kelly, everybody was loving you, everything was going good, and then you got to get all, like, greedy and think you're going to go out for greener pastures. So hopefully it works out for you, Michael Strahan, but might not work out for you, Michael Strahan, but apparently what happened was they didn't bother to tell Kelly Ripa shit. Didn't tell her nothing about none of this was going on until it was a done deal. And then after her program one day, they were like, oh, Kelly, BT Dubs girl, we're going to be moving Michael over to the Good Morning America. So he's ditching you. So he's only going to be here for a few more months. And she was like, oh, hell to the no. You disrespectful motherfucking bitch ass bitches. How dare you not come up here and at least have the courtesy to tell me to my face what you were up to and everything and let me be part of the process instead of blindsiding me on the flip side. So fuck you. I'm out of here. You just figure out how to get by for the next few days because Kelly Ripa is out. I am sick out on you bitches or whatever. I got a vacation plan with my foxy ass husband for our wedding anniversary anyway in a couple of days. So how about I just leave early for that and kick you bitch asses to the motherfucking curb because I have done about had it with you bitches. Well, that's pretty much what happened from what I understand because apparently she had a fucking meltdown and I would have had a meltdown too because over here on the page 6, there was an article that says that Kelly Ripa apparently had a total meltdown after getting blindsided by the sudden departure of her live co-host Michael Strahan, spitefully calling out sick. Good for you, Kelly Ripa. I would have too. Kelly sees this as the ultimate betrayal. I think so too, because she championed your ass, and then the next thing you know, you go try to jump ship, thinking you're gonna have greener pastures, and it might work, but if it don't work, you might be in trouble, Michael Strahan. You might just be sitting there on the freaking sports programs talking about sports, which is fine. Go talk about sports with your damn gap teeth. That's what I would be saying if I was her. But apparently Kelly Ripa had a total mother trucking meltdown, which I would have to. They would. You think Kelly had a would have had a meltdown? I would have been. You would have seen. I would have been throwing shit. I would have been Chris Brown in that shit. That's how fucking nuts I would have gone. I've been fucking taking out windows, busting down doors, cussing a bitch out, not showing up to work, acting a fool, talking to anybody, everybody that listened about how they need to kiss my mother trucking ass, and if they want me to fucking come back on Tuesday, you better fucking show up with your wallet open wide and your checkbook ready to have checks writ on it. That's what I would be doing, because I'd be like, fuck you. Fuck you. So apparently Kelly Ripa just had a straight up fit, and I kind of agree that she should have had that straight up fit. But, here, there was this timeline of what went down I found over on the Wrap. So let's just go through it real quick. It's one of these slideshows. So now I ain't clicked through this yet. I will admit that straight up front. So maybe this is bullshit boring because sometimes I look at these. I'm like, y'all ain't telling me jack. But apparently, according to the Wrap website here, the end of Live with Kelly and Michael, a timeline in photos. But then they got little blurbs on the side. But apparently Michael Strahan's transition from Kelly Ripa's co-host to Good Morning America was sudden and turbulent. Yes, we all already know that. Kelly Ripa's been part of that show for 15 years. But the thing is, too, on the end, they keep fucking slighting Kelly because when Reg left, when it was Live with Regis and Kelly, when Regis was quitting, they didn't bother to tell her either. That's probably why she went fucking ballistic. She's like, y'all did it with Regis, now y'all doing it with Michael, y'all can kiss my bitch ass. That's probably what she was thinking. So then after filming ended his 28 year run on the show, they brought in Michael Strahan right back in 2012. He hadn't even been doing it that long. Then their 4-year run together, they raised the show's rating by 8% compared to the last 4 seasons when it was Regis and Kelly. See, it was doing good. Y'all were doing good. You had a good thing going, and then you wanted to fuck it up. But then on April 19th, it was revealed, without Ripa's prior knowledge, that Strahan would leave Live. The summer would join. This summer, he was going to join Good Morning America's. Bitch ass bitch. Why couldn't you just tell her? This is just so rude. But apparently there been friction between Ripa and the Live team. Kelly has been very moody and emotional the last couple of years, and Strahan was dreading going to work. Well, I don't know. I think now they're just trying to like shame her or some shit. Like if ABC is spinning this to make Kelly look bad, I hope she slaps him across the motherfucking face with a fish or some shit. That's how I look at it. But Strahan formally announced his departure on Live on April 20th when Kelly didn't show the fuck up. That Anna Gasteyer girl had to like fill in, right? And then over the weekend, that same weekend, Ripa repeatedly spoke to Strahan and ABC President Sherwood, who apologized for not telling her. Like, oh, I'm sorry. On the flip side, no, you knew better. Like, you know how this shit was going to go down. But the thing is that they probably did it for freaking publicity, because any publicity is good publicity. Ain't that what they say? So whatever. They didn't bother to tell. She came back last Tuesday, and she thanked the show's fans for their support. And she said that making a joke of it, she was like, "Our national nightmare is over," but not for her. It's not for her. But then ABC also announced that Stray Hen's final live episode would be moved up from September to May, because you know she was like, "Get that motherfucker out of here as fast as you fucking can. I don't want to see his ass. I don't want to hear his ass. I don't even want to know he's anywhere in my general vicinity. Get the fuck out." Broke the fuck up. You know, Kelly's like, "We are broke. You think I didn't like you before? I really don't like your ass now." So we are straight up 110% broke the fuck up. And to be quite honest, because of this, I might be broke up with Michael Strahan too. I always thought he was kind of charming and fun to watch. And now I'm gonna be like, "You know what? You're a dick. You're a complete freaking narcissistic dick." That's what I think. I think he's a narcissist. That's my freaking take on it. So that is the saga that is Kelly and Michael television program. And I'm on Kelly Ripa's side. I don't know about you bitches, but I am on Kelly Ripa's side on this one right here. Okay. All right, let's talk about something else. What else is going on out here in the world of the Hollywood hick? Oh, I guess, whatever. I'm just going to talk about this because it makes me giggle. And I'll probably have to put a picture of this up somewhere on like the Facebook page or something so y'all can see what the fuck I'm talking about. But apparently, I guess the NFL draft happened yesterday, the day before, something like that. And I don't know. The only thing, I was just perusing the interwebs, you know, flipping through some things, probably on the Flipboard. I like the Flipboard on my iPad. It's an app where it aggregates all this news stuff for me, right? And but apparently, there's some dude named Ezekiel Elliott where everybody now, I guess he was one of the first few people to get picked in it. I don't know how it works. Like, I guess if you're one of the first few picked, that means you're one of the better ones. And I mean, I guess he's like cute. He's got a nice flat belly because we can all see it. But apparently, this Ezekiel Elliott fella, who I guess he came out of Ohio State or something like that, but he's trying to bring back the bear midriff for but I guess it's time just for the fellas. But this is my issue with it. Now I'm looking at this picture of him, right, with his bear midriff showing up, because he's got like a suit on where he took the dress shirt that goes with his suit, right, and he made like a half shirt out of it. And then I would have talked about this more until my fucking iPad just crashed mid-talk, but whatever. I done seen the picture. I was trying to make a bigger one so I could get a better look at it and tell you what I'm seeing. But this is my issue. Whoever this Ezekiel Elliott dude is, one, you look like a straight-up fool. Men's should not go around with a suit with a bare midriff in there. I don't know. Especially some dude who purports to be some straight-ass football-playing motherfucker, because that is some, I'm sorry, and I hope I ain't offending nobody, but that's some gay ass shit right there. That's what homos do. They'll make a half shirt out of anything. But this is my issue with it. I don't care. You can make a half shirt out of whatever the fuck you want, but do it right. It's like that time I went to that damn fashion show and it was a whole bunch of unfinished fashions and I was supposed to be impressed, and then everybody around me couldn't figure out why I was kind of giggling when the whole time I was looking at this stuff, I'm like, you didn't even put a hem on that. You didn't even flip it over. It's just a freaking blunt cut across something. You wrapped some gold taffeta around some bitch, called it a dress, and sent him out on a runway. That was ridiculous. But this is not a fucking done half shirt. I can tell what he did. He just tucked the bottom under. It's not like, doesn't have like a nice finish to it or nothing. He just tucked it under the bottom. He was like, "Look, I'm going to show off my belly. I got a flat football 20-year-old player belly." You look a fool, fool. You shouldn't do it. Untuck your shirt from up under. Tuck it in your britches like it's supposed to be and go on with your day. Because you know what? You look a straight up fool. So whatever. When I turned this on, that was the first thing that was on here. So I had to mention it. But yeah. So people, if y'all thinking that you're going to try to mimic this Ezekiel Elliott dude, just don't do it, because it looks a fright. I'm just saying. Especially don't do it if all you're going to do is just tuck it under and leave some just curved bottom without trying to like have somebody to actually put a stitch into it to make it look like it was supposed to be that way. We can all tell you're like, "Oh, I'm just going to do this and then I'm going to open up my coat so you can see my flat belly." Yes, I'm jealous of your flat belly because I've been going to this place every day and I ain't been able to go to the gymnasium like I'm supposed to, so I'm getting fat. Went to the damn doctor. Let me tell you this story, y'all. A Hollywood hick had a fright the other day. I went in to the doctor for one of my regular checkups. You know, I like to make sure that I ain't dying on the regular. You know, you never know what you might have these days, the way things turn around and turn up or whatever the word I'm looking for. I don't know. But went from my annual checkup, right? So then I go, one of the things they do, they make you stand on the scale to weigh you. This one's a digital one with a big ass digital number right in front of your face, right? Right in front of your damn face. And it goes there and it's going up, up, up. And then it kept going up, up. I was like, oh, my sweet Dolly, I have done it now. It was so bad. I had to look at the little nurse lady who was writing down the numbers. I was like, bitch, you need to take two off of that number because I got on my big boots. That means that I'm heavier than I should be. And so you at least need to knock two off from my boots. Like, I stood there and made this woman take two off of that number on account of I had on my heavy big boots. I was like, oh, hell to the no. This is embarrassing as hell. So as of right now, officially, the Hollywood Hick is on a straight up diet, and I got to start exercising because ain't no self-respecting homo going to get this big old belly that I see forming on me, because that's just not cute. And I got to go to the homo rodeo next weekend. And what am I supposed to do? Be a fat ass cow sitting there at the homo rodeo pool party looking like a big old hairy ass beach fucking whale up in the middle of this pool? I am not. See, I can't. I'm so upset by it. I can't even get all the words out of my mouth. So, BT Dubs, if I'm a little bit extra ornery lately, that is because I'm hungry, because I'm on a fast, because I'm trying to lose a couple of few LBs so that I can go find me a rodeo husband at the gay rodeo over in Palm Springs next weekend. And I'll report back from that, because I love the gay rodeo in Palm Springs. It's one of my favorite things. And I will let this be known, though, there will be no pork sandwiches at this year's rodeo on account of last year I ate a pork sandwich at the rodeo and I almost died because it poisoned me. And it poisoned my buddy that was with me. We both had to ride all the way back from Palm Springs to L.A. to Hollywood Town and in an old ass fucking Mercedes car that didn't hardly have no air conditioning. I thought I was going to die, pulling over on the side of the road of the freeway, really, to throw up. It was horrible. It was the longest, most miserable ride I've ever had in my entire life. So all hopes are going to this year's homo rodeo not being a poison fest. That's what I'm talking about, because that was not cute. I had to like leave, sit there like exploding from both ends into a hotel room. It's not anything that I advise anybody to ever have to go through. It's horrible. It's awful. It sucks. It just straight up sucks. But what else is going on out here after I digress and start talking about the homo rodeo? Let's see what else is happening. I'd saved a few things. I was over here perusing through this. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. Back it up. Is it here? No, it ain't there. Sorry, y'all. I'm stalling. All right. This is my thing. I am sick and tired of people trying to tell everybody how to live their damn life, right? I don't understand. If you ain't hurt nobody, you ain't causing any problems, then get the fuck out of my business. I don't want you to worry about where I'm peeing. I don't want you to worry about where I'm putting my pecker or who I'm having sexy times with, especially if it grosses you out, the kind of sexy times that I enjoy, because that means you don't need to think about it. You need to just pull your head out of my business and out of my bedroom, especially if it makes you so grossed out and hurts your delicate sensibilities in such a fashion, and leave it the fuck alone. But eyes flipping through the flipboards again, and every time this fool's freaking dumbass face pops up on something, I just can't help but read it, because it just makes me so freaking incensed and angry, because he's such a bitch ass bitch, right? Well, I was looking through here, and then our friend, oh my goodness, did this shit just crash again? Fuck you, we're not even gonna do the story. I was gonna do a story about Kirk Cameron and his bitch ass bitchiness, and how he's pretty much telling women that if you do not submit to your husband, you are not being a good wife, and all this stuff, trying to impose his like overly evangelical Christian values on people, which is just nuts. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand that stuff. Sitting there, submit. If I was a woman and I saw him walking down the street, I'd just walk over and punch his ass in the throat. That's exactly what I'd want to do. I just want to be like, you know what? You ain't got no damn sense. You ain't got no damn respect for women. All you do is got these backwards ass thoughts that apparently, if you haven't been paying attention, that shit ain't helping the cause anywheres at all. Dudes who pull this bullshit, I don't get it. I just don't fuck. Oh, here it is. All of a sudden, this shit updated. I don't know. Like, something's amok. Something is going cray-cray with the Hollywood Hicks interwebs and services and things today. But here it is. Because I knew I had linked this somewhere else, because I saw it over on the Jezebel site. But this is part. This is what he said that people are taking somewhat issue with. And I have to agree, because, I mean, he's always talked about how he can't stand the homos and how we're like abominations or some shit. It's like, apparently this Lord that you love so much that you say don't make mistakes, apparently, according to you, make some big uns when us homos go walking down the street. But that's a different story for a different day. But he says here, now this is when we're talking about like ladies who get married and how they need to just sort of pretty much. Here, let me just say what he said, because he'll say it better than I'm saying it, and you can figure out how horrible this motherfucker is. But for somebody who was so cute as a kid, he just grew up to be a horrible, awful person as he grew up. Like, I just, the judgment that comes out, like, for people who tell you that you're not supposed to judge because it says so in the Bible, sure do a whole hell of a lot of judging if they'd start listening to Dolly, because you know Dolly says, I say it all the time, if you follow the gospel according to Dolly, and you know I'm talking Parton and not Llama, if you are judging, you're already sinning. That's how it fucking works. That is why the Hollywood hick here merely assesses. I don't judge. I just assess the situation. That way I don't have to worry about disrespecting the gospel according to Dolly, right? But Kirk Cameron and his dumbass says this right here. When each person gets their part right, regardless of how their spouse is treating them, there is hope for real change in the marriage. A lot of people don't know that marriage comes with instructions, and we find them right there in God's word in the Bible. Wait a minute. There was more to this that where he said that like women should submit or something. Fuck you, Jezebel. You're usually my go-to, and you fuck this one up. Whatever. He basically said that women need to submit to their husband and do whatever they said, whatever he says, that he's the boss man. I paraphrase, but that's pretty much how that went down. So whatever. Let's talk about something else. Oh, this cracks my ass up. I'm just bouncing around. Like, I was ill prepared because I got back from South Carolina just day before yesterday, late at night. Then I had to go directly to that place I go to yesterday where I got incredibly upset and pissed off because some shit wasn't going the way I wanted it to go, and I finally had to lose my ever loving mind. And but apparently it worked, because things are now happening according to the Hollywood Hicks plan. And for that, I will just take what I can get and move on. But I have this new website that I discovered. It ain't new, but it's new to me. I've seen it before, but I never really paid it a whole bunch of attention. But now it's one of my favorites because I like the stories that it puts up, and I kind of like their take on it. You know, I don't like a traditional news take on things. I like things to be written with a little snark and a little bit of funny and a little bit just not right up in there. But apparently, over on the MediaTakeout.com, known as the most visited urban website in the world, it's one of my new favorite websites that I cannot look at that place I go to every day on account of it's blocked. That's how good of a website it is. When it's blocked by my workplace, then I know it's got some stuff up on there that I probably want to like read, because that's just how I am. That's just how the Hollywood hick rolls. But according to this, it says, pregnant Instathot claims that Lil Wayne flew her out to his home and refused to feed her until she gave him anal relations. Shock story in parentheses. And in case you're wondering what an insta-thought is, a thought is that hoe over there. That's what thought stands for. So it's an instant that hoe over there. So, according to this, a chick who is already knocked up pregnant. Now, girl, if you's already knocked up pregnant, this probably was not the best course of action, but I know that we all don't make the best of decisions. I'm guilty of it myself sometimes. Sometimes I find myself in places and situations that I should not be in, and that's just what happens. But according to this, on the Media Takeout, it says, a pregnant Instathot named Bonita For Real, and now that's her, I'm assuming is her like internet handle, right? Like, I love how our internet handles are now are like our old CB handles. Like, because sometimes when I do my video gaming, I am the Spankerator. I love that one. I came up with that. And then some bitch ass over on Microsoft Xbox 360 or whatever stole Spankerator. But because I was the only Spankerator for a long time, because I looked around and then somebody must have seen it and stole it. So fuck you. If you're hearing this, you know who you are. Give me my goddamn Spankerator title back over there. But on the PlayStations, I am Spankerator, and that I am the OG Spankerator. So fuck you for stealing it, goddamn Microsoft Xbox bitch. But back to this. A pregnant Instathot named Bonita For Real is putting rapper Lil Wayne on blast. Lil Wayne, too. One, I don't understand what everybody, like, maybe he's a good rap. Rap's not my thing, so I don't really pay much attention. But if you're just getting down to physical appearance, Lil Wayne is not cute. He's short, got all those bad tattoos, kind of got pug face. He's just not a cute person. He's not attractive as far as the Hollywood hick is concerned. But I guess money and fame makes up for a lot, and people just do what they do, right? But according to Bonita, she and Wayne went out on a weekend date together in Los Angeles. And Tanucci was who I guess that's a nickname for Lil Wayne. Tanucci was upset that she was eating up all his food. You see, Wayne flew out to his house and allegedly refused to feed the thot. Mm-hmm. So that hoe over there didn't get no food at Lil Wayne. So according to the media takeout, there's a whole lot of questions. And the first of which, and I have this exact same question as the media takeout people, y'all. I really do. The first of which, agreeing to spend the weekend with some rapper. I want to know the answer to that because I don't really know. Second, didn't she bring her own money for food? Well, now, see, that one, I can say, no, she did not bring her money for food because she's hanging out with Lil Wayne, who's got a shit ton of money, and she's going to be, like, throwing him some business. And so that means that he should at least, like, pony up for dinner. I kind of agree with her on that. Like, yeah, dude, I'm going to go over here. I'm hanging with you, doing rapper things, and I'm seeing as I ain't got giant pregnant belly yet. Everybody ain't gonna probably, and I, whatever. He could have bought her some food is my point. But the third thing is, actually, we have too many questions to ask on this. Like, I don't do because. Now, this is directly from, I think this is has to be from, like, Facebooks or Instagrams or one of those. I don't know. Where you can, it ain't Twitters. I can tell you that because it is way longer than, like, 147 characters or whatever Twitter does. Like, I can't twit to save my damn life half the time because I'm too damn long-winded. And I get to the end of it, I'm like, fuck, I still am, like, 78 characters over and I ain't even put one goddamn hashtag on this motherfucker yet. Tweeting and me is we have a contentious relationship, but says right here. So what Bonita for real said over on, I'm thinking this is the Facebooks maybe. And this bitch also loves a freaking emoticon. Everybody loves these emoji emoticons, but it goes, bitch, I flew to LA to get away on the 24th. I wasn't even at him for his money. I just needed a getaway. Okay, we'll take your word for that. I get you, right? He goes, anyway, this little bitch. I love how he ain't Lil Wayne. He's little bitch. He's so, lots of O's here, rude. He kept calling me greedy. I was offended. Scream face emoticon. I got hit in the head emoticon. I thought you were supposed to eat more than once a day, or no, people don't do that or no people, oh girl, I will have to read this as it's written, which will make no sense, but at times it's like some people just need to freaking just use real words and proofread their shit. But basically she's saying, don't people eat anymore? He be on the lean and drugs so heavy, I guess he don't be hungry much, right? So that's what happens. She goes, I'm pregnant. There is your first mistake. You shouldn't be running around with somebody who is well known to be doing lean and drugs all the time, and you're pregnant. So that's probably not the wisest of decisions, Bonita for real. She's like, I be hungry all the time. Squish face, cry face. We ate at 12. Well, I did. He ate some fruit. We watched a movie called The Boy. As we were watching it, I took one of his sliced apples off his plate. He called me greedy. He said, you just ate. That's so unattractive. One tear face. I didn't know he was serious or just playing. Later, by the end of the movie, he told me he needs it back. Scream face. His one slice of apple. And she put that in quotes. So maybe that's what was exactly said there. We won't really know for sure. Goes on, says, I wasn't sure how this was possible or how he would get it back. For the apple was in my tummy and my baby's sister. I love people always got to bring that. If you're pregnant, what? Don't bring your baby into this. Girl, Bonita for real. For real, Bonita. Do not bring your baby into this shit. This is that mistake number mother trucking one right there. Right? Fuck, I done lost my place. Blah, blah, blah. He told me he needs to back. I wasn't sure it was possible. By the end, he let me know for sure what it meant in jail/prison words. To my surprise, he was sure to let me know how he needed his slice of apple back. Right? He said in jail/prison that if a word I ain't supposed to say because of who I is, eat his food and he yells, tells you he needs it back, it's either two ways. You can cough it up by sucking his manhood, shock face, or get fucked in the ass to shit it out. Takes big gulp, shock face. I wasn't prepared for either. Squinchy face, oh my goodness face. word I ain't supposed to say on account of who I am, dragged me to the skateboard practice place, whatever you call it. We were there for 2/3 hours, which I guess that means they were there for 40 minutes. I was starving. A lot of G's. I don't know why we need a lot of G's on that, but apparently she was so hungry she got stuck on the G, right? Well, goes on. I was like, when is this little bitch gonna ask me if I'm hungry again? Then he let me know, you're going to be on private flights with me. I need you in my life. Where you been? But I have that effect on men, so that statement was nothing new. Tongue sticking out face, sideways smile face. And then he goes on and says, I know you busy with your mom, but I'm going to need you with me. LOL, word I ain't supposed to say because of who I am, please. I'm just here for vacay and I only seen breakfast. I've been called greedy and you want to fuck me in the ass like you words I ain't supposed to say because of who I is. You used to do in jail. No, sir. I couldn't wait to get away from him. I used to love weed and I asked God when I got pregnant to please, please take that out of my daily appetite. End of story. So let me just tell y'all, if you are a thot who is preggers, maybe your first mistake is hooking up with Lil Wayne, who is known to not be probably one of the most finest and upstanding of citizens when it comes to the drinking and drugging and womanizing part of all of our existence. Now, when it comes to rapping, he's really good from what I understand. I don't really listen to a whole lot of rap because it's just not my thing. I like country music. It makes sense, right? But I'm just saying this out. Fucking cracks me up. Pregnant insta-thought claims Lil Wayne flew her into his home and refused to feed her unless she gives him anal relations. That's one of the best headlines I've read in a long time. And that is why I like the media takeouts. I'm just saying it's all. All right, let's see what else is going on. Ooh, we got a little bit of time left here on the Hollywood Hick program today. Let's see what, oh, this dude, whatever. I love these fucking lying-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers, but apparently this didn't, like, we got another child molester on the loose who got away with it forever, and then, like, whatever. But just basically, I'm just going to point this out, because if I start talking about this too much, it's going to make me fucking angry as hell. But apparently this Dennis Hastert dude, who was the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House, straight up admitted to being a serial child molester back when he was like working as a wrestling coach in a high school, and has been paying hush money to people. And now that's why he's going to jail for like 15 months or some shit. But he can't be like charged because of statute of limitations on the child touching, even though he voted when he was working in Congress to like not have a statute of limitations for that federally. But apparently this is a state case, so it can't be done. So now these people are trying to say he's a good person. You know what? No, he's not a good fucking person because he did what he did. And he's been covering it up. And then he tried to do all of this other shit that was horrible, awful fucking thing. So no, Dennis Hastert, I hope you get your fucking old ass, feeble ass beat the fuck up in prison, just like Jared goddamn the Subway dude. And I say that with the utmost respect, you sorry bitch ass motherfucker. I don't give a shit if you were the fucking Speaker of the House at one point. Suck the fucking farts from my ass. And I hope they beat the ever living shit out of you and teach you a goddamn lesson that you should have learned a long motherfucking time ago. End of story. Moving on to somebody who will make us feel better about ourselves and not feel horrible because these kind of fucking awful, horrible people somehow finagle themselves up into fucking government and think that they can tell us what to do while they're out there doing exactly what they tell everybody they can't do, you bitch ass motherfucker. I hope somebody drowns you in a goddamn toilet. Moving on. What else is going on? There was something of, oh, apparently, and I'll just breeze by this quickly because I'm running out of time, but apparently Alfred Hitchcock was a fucking sexual harasser to Tippi Hedren because she wouldn't, like, give him what she wanted. He pretty much, like, just fucked her up. He was, like, apparently he was pretty much a freaking sexual, like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like he didn't touch her, whatever. He was just creepy as fuck and sexually harassed Tippi Hedren, and she wasn't having it. And now she's finally talking about it because I guess at this point she's like, fuck it, I don't got nothing to lose. So apparently Alfred Hitchcock was not the greatest of people either. Maybe a very talented filmmaker, but an awful, hateful, horrible person. So there we go. Another freaking somebody that people idolize, we find out on the flip side, is like generally a degenerate on the inside. Good to go. Another fucking Cosby type out there. Love it. Love it. But I thought I had saved a story about some dumbass somewhere to make us all feel better about ourselves. Here we go. Found it. Totally found it. Go away, you stupid little ad in the middle of everything I can't read. This stupid headline. Go away. People need to get their fucking websites up. If you're going to put these things up, you got an X on your fucking thing so that I can get it out of the way so I can see something. Let the X actually fucking work. Because if I click on your X and it takes me to one of your fucking websites I don't want to go to, I'm done. That means I'm done. I ain't reading your shit anymore. I'm done with you. Broke the fuck up. But Okay, and then, of course, this is out of the shame of a state, North Carolina. Go figure, not Florida this time. But according to the Charlotte Observer there, Charlotte, an oasis of freaking of kindness in North Carolina, because they're the ones who just started the non-discrimination law that fucking got everybody else panties in a wad. But it says here, man urinated on floor of San Francisco Charlotte American Airlines flight. Yep, that's what had happened. So just honestly, just be glad your name is not Jordan Gardner and you thought this was appropriate, because he looks like a straight up jackass in this mugshot I'm seeing. But says, about an hour into a red eye American Airlines flight from San Francisco to Charlotte on Saturday, a passenger pulled his pants down, arched his back, and urinated on the floor of the airplane, according to an affidavit filed by the FBI Sunday. Jordan Gardner of Ludlow, Kentucky, was met by Charlotte Mecklenburg police after the plane landed at 7:45 in the a.m. on Sunday. He is being detained at Mecklenburg County Jail pending a hearing on Thursday. He faces a criminal complaint of destruction of aircraft, according to the court document. Yeah, because I love that he didn't even bother to like hold his pecker. He just pulled his pants down, reared back, and let it go. Gerard Depardieu style. Because remember that dude, that actor dude, he done peed on a plane too, right on the floor. And then it was like, oops, sorry, I was drunk. Sometimes shit happens like that. But apparently it says here, the passenger sitting next to Gardner summoned a flight attendant who saw Gardner pulling up his pants, according to the report. The flight attendant sent him to the bathroom. But after about 15 minutes, Gardner had not left the bathroom. When the flight attendant opened the door, she found him lying on the floor of the bathroom. How the fuck do you lie down on the floor of one of those little itty bitty teensy weensy little itty bitty bathrooms in the airplane? Because I just got off an airplane, one of them small airplanes I was on. I had to hunch over. I couldn't even stand up in the bathroom part. I walked in and immediately conked my head because the ceiling was so low. Ridiculous. But apparently the flight attendant tried to clean the urine with club soda, but it still smelled when the plane landed in Charlotte. So thanks, dude. Everybody had to sit there and smell your freaking, probably like freaking drug pee that was like all kind of like funky up in there. But apparently he told the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department he had only had two double shots of vodka at the San Francisco airport before the flight. Police reported they could still smell alcohol in his breath 11 hours after the flight took off, because you know why? He was cootie brown drunk. He might have only had two at the airport, but how many did you have before you got up in the airport? So basically what had happened, he got charged with battery, trespassing, auto theft. He's been charged with a lot of things over the years. So apparently this Jordan Gardner is not a good person, and so all of y'all need to be thankful that that ain't you. I'm just saying is all. And on that note, y'all, that does it for the Hollywood Hick. I'm happy to be back, and I'll be back for good, barring any other tragedies coming down the line. But thank you for listening to the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for me, all y'all mother truckers. I'm out of here. Doodle-lamb, doodle-lamb, do. Buh. Boo-lamb, 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 boo-lamb.